Georgia Steins on ABC Radio Canberra.
Well, right here in Canberra, over at the ANU, a team of historians and researchers work to produce a dictionary of biography. What they produce is pretty fascinating. Documents and describes the lives of a selection of people in Australian history. Well, just last night, that team celebrated the launch of Volume 19. Who knew there were 19 volumes of the Dictionary of Biography? And in it, 680 short histories of people who died between 1991 and 1995. Joining me to tell me a little bit more about this project is Melanie Nolan. She's the director of the National Centre for Biography at the ANU. Hello.
Hello, Georgia.
I can't believe we're up to volume 19. I only learnt about it today.
There are 10 million words published already, and we've got more on the online as well. So you need to get into it.
I'm so there. I can't tell you how there I am. So can you just tell me exactly what does it take to make one of these? Like, what does the person have to have done?
Ah, well, it's both significant as well as representative. So they have to have, done something, but their lives are, both the people we think of, the usual suspects who are prime ministers and prominent people, but also people who just represent Australian life. So the volume we've just published has got extraordinary contrast. We've got people like Isa Siegel, who's a gynaecologist and obstetrician, and she was named after the first woman graduate, Isa Coghlan, from the University of Sydney. She came from a middle-class family. She became a doctor. She became interested in women's health and so on. But then we have someone like Violet Bolger, who's a Wadjuri and another Ngunnawal woman. And, she, at 93, she had 196 grandchildren at her death, great-grandchildren at her death, but she was a midwife. So you've got women on, the whole range and walk of life. And this is in every group. We've got people who are, senior public servants as well as representative public servants. So it's we joke amongst ourselves that we're the ASIO of Australian history. We're interested in Australians and everything Australians do, and we're trying to, produce a dictionary in which all Australians can, see themselves represented in it.
And how long does it take to put together one of these volumes, and how many people work on it?
Wow, how many people? We have 513 authors.
Wow.
In this volume we've just published. And all of them are volunteers, but, we're the only dictionary project in the Western world that doesn't pay their authors. And so we have this huge array of volunteers, and it's an extraordinary story of volunteers. We have people, experts in each state and on working parties, over 100 of them, who sit down and work out who's going to be in the AEB. So it's a very decentralised and voluntary organisation. These working parties draw up lists, and they debate over who should be in. They invite people to write the articles. The articles come into a small unit here at the ANU, and we have a team of research editors, section editors, copy editors, general editors, managing editors, online people, and we then research edit each article, and then it goes online. So it takes, a veritable multitude to raise the articles.
So tell me, there's obviously like a lag. If you've just done 1991 to 1995, is that on purpose so people can come to your attention? Or
actually, I wish we had more of a lag. dealing with people, particularly, we're perilously close to the present, and it's right. We do want a lag. As soon as we finish volume 20, we're going to go back to the first period and revise the articles before 1850, because some of those articles were written, in 1958, 59. So the lag is deliberate. It's to allow records, as much as anything, to become available. This recent volume has been a bit of a joy because many of the articles have been able to work with family in a way that you can't so much with the articles before 1850. So, yes, the lag is important for official, particularly official records, to be released. But on the other side, privacy means that we don't have access to birth, death and marriage records for many of the people who have died more recently. And so it swings and roundabouts. But yes, a lag is really important. We also put articles on people who have recently died. We've got a number of websites, and one is Obituaries Australia. And so that's a forum in which we put, material on people who have died. Our website's, in the end, 9 million people died before 1990, and our websites could have everybody that has died. So we've got over 30,000 people on our websites to date, and we're peopling them as much and as quickly as we can.
But to make a volume, though, what do they have that puts them above other people, so to speak?
Yeah, they've got to have something that is, a contribution. A contribution, to Australian society, and they can be criminals. they can be. The contribution doesn't have to be positive. that they can be, young.
So they can be infamous as opposed to necessarily great.
Famous and infamous. Yeah. We have, unfortunately, some HIV child activists who have died. Very young, so it's a range of we haven't got a rule. Each case is judged on its merits, and it's, as I say, trying to reflect Australian life. So it's hard to say what any particular quality. Many categories have particular qualities associated, with them. But it's these working parties sit down and think, who do we want to represent, whether it's New South Wales or the Commonwealth or Indigenous people, Australian, Oceania, representatives. Who do we want to put forward as a slice of people who mirror or represent us?
Mm. How can people access the online version? Is that just through the ANU?
It's free to air. It's a gift to the nation, as it were. All the websites are, there's no paywall. It's www.adb.anu.edu. And all of the articles are there. We've got a, friendly for phone usage. It's very easy to access them. The books are still, there's still an appetite for the books.
I was just about to say, what about people like me that like to have it actually in their hand?
You can have a really heavy volume in your hand and read it in the bath if you want to. And that's because one of the things about the books is it brings together all the people who have flourished or part of one particular period. And, people thought that when we went online there'd be no interest anymore in books, but it's surprising. Because people want to know about a particular period, what does that say about Australian society? Because you think of biography as individual, but you put biographies together and they can tell you something about a wider and bigger story.
Mm. What about people listening that think, I want to tell them about someone? Can they contribute to the next volume?
They certainly can. They can contribute to, we've got this register, biographical register, which you call People Australia, and that's something which people can contribute material to at any time.
Thank you so much. Just fascinating. I want to have you back on again soon.
I love talking about the ADB. It's a wonderful job. It's an extraordinary process and thing to be involved with. And I'd be more than pleased to come and talk again.
Thank you so much. That's Melanie Nolan. She's the Director of the National Centre for Biography at the ANU, where she oversees the Australian Dictionary of Biography.